Fox News at the top of every hour. More local news with Gail Mino in less than 25 minutes. And breaking news as it happens on WGAC and WGAC.com.
I have the same conversation with Jay West so often, and it usually centers around, okay, we're not going to talk politics, or we're not going to fuss about anything having to do with politics, I don't know that you and I, except on Facebook every now and then, have ever in person discussed politics any more than we just did 2 seconds ago for about 30 seconds. Hold on a second. There you are. Your microphone's on now.
Nope, we never have.
Never have. Nope. And don't need to. This is a conversation, ladies and gentlemen, with one of my favorite restaurateurs and caterers, to be sure. Her name is Jay West. She has owned two very popular restaurants here in the Augusta area in the recent past. Did you have ownership in another besides Casablanca and White Elephant?
No.
That you've worked at a number of them.
Yes, definitely.
And Jay is very distinctive because she has to order all of her chef's outfits in the junior department. She's about 3 feet tall. Now, Santa's elves.
I'm 5'3".
Sure you are. When you're standing on a 4-inch tall book, you're maybe 5'3". Oh, you're a little bitty thing. But she is one of the best cooks ever in downtown Augusta. I can guarantee that.
Thank you.
And somebody sent me a note a little while ago. Well, you're talking about how good she was. Why didn't her restaurant stay open? Because she got screwed on a lease. That's why.
I did.
Yep. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. It was tough.
By the way, Jay has two very cool connections to international music stardom. Number one, Elvis was almost her daddy.
That's true. I only missed it by 2 years.
Jay's mom went on a date with Elvis.
She did for about a week in Louisiana.
Oh, so it was more than just one date.
Yeah, it was a Louisiana hayride, which is where he apparently got his start.
Wow.
And my mother was this incredible red-haired, blue-eyed.
And by the way, this is all true. I've seen the evidence. It's true. So.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to meet your mom, too. She's great. Your mom helped out at the restaurants for a long time. And
Now she's
home listening on the radio.
She is. Hopefully she figured that out.
Hey, Jay's mom.
Hi, Mom.
So I think between her and the cats, they have the radio figured out.
Possibly.
And the other claim to fame is, of course, Jay's husband, Andy. Andy West, who your ex-husband, of course, now.
Yes.
But he was one of the founding members of Dixie Dregs, right?
Yes, that is so true. And we are still very good friends.
Absolutely. When they came through on their big reunion tour a couple of years ago, you had fun. You went to a couple of shows and
they
had you backstage and the whole nine yards.
That's right.
Big fun.
It was reliving my youth.
Now, I know that Andy does not perform full time anymore. He just joins them for special gigs.
Yes, but he does have his own group that he performs with.
Locally, they don't tour, right? And he's living out in what, California or something?
He's out in Arizona.
Arizona. He wasn't the drummer, was he?
No, the bass player.
Bass player. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
yeah,
Andy West. He was the bald guy.
Yeah.
When you look at Dixie Dregs, I mean, again, he was bald when he was 25 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's just the way it was.
Yeah.
Which is good, ladies and gentlemen. Jay officially likes bald men, which is good for a few of us. So, anyway, Andy, of course, part of that incredible group, legendary. Steve Morse from Augusta.
Right.
So there was a lot of Augusta gigs. Were you here in Augusta when you met Andy, or did Andy bring you here? How did that work?
No, I met him here. I was actually a fan of the Dregs, then the Dixie Dregs, when I was 15 years old. And then I met Andy, officially met him when I was 19.
Good. I'm glad you said that. Wonderful.
I met him at the Whipping Post.
Wow.
If anybody remembers that.
Yeah, it was actually the way the commercials used to go, Whipping Post.
Yes.
That's the way it used to go.
Yes.
Back in the old days. Which, did Bruno own the Whipping Post back then? Or
don't ask me any of those questions.
Cliff Carlisle, one of those guys?
I don't remember
Whipping
that.
Post, for those of you who may or may not remember, was in the wooden facade building on Broad Street. It was the only building on Broad Street that had a wood facade.
Yes.
And it was directly across the street from where the Chamber of Commerce built that odd little strange-shaped building in the middle of the street.
Exactly.
mm-hmm. which is now an art gallery or something.
It is.
So you married Andy and you became the wife of a rock and roller for a while.
I did. It was.
And you literally lived the life of the tiny dancer in Elton John's song. Didn't you help out with the costumes? Yes. And weren't you the seamstress for the band for a while?
I was a seamstress early on, and I did. For Andy, I made a lot of his shirts and jackets and things that he wore.
That is beyond cool. Real quick, Steve Morse, last I heard, was playing in the touring Deep Purple revival, right? Now, was it Blue Oyster Cult, too, maybe? Or
I just know about Deep Purple.
Deep Purple, for sure.
Yeah.
And obviously, when he's on the road with Deep Purple, there's a point in every Deep Purple concert where they'll say, this is Steve Morse from the Dregs, and he'll play a couple of riffs from some of his more famous Dixie Dreg songs. So big fun.
Yes.
Have you seen him with Deep Purple?
I have not.
I hear it's pretty good. I've had a couple of people tell me it's really awesome.
I've heard it's amazing.
Well, I hope to have him on the show at some point. I think I had him on about 20 years ago for a brief conversation, but he is a legend around here, and we would love to.
Well,
to
let's check put that out in the universe.
So I have to ask you, you have been in my life knowing you, which is over 25 years now, you've been a restaurateur and a caterer.
Yes.
And that's all I ever knew you as.
Mm-hmm.
And when you weren't being a restaurateur or a caterer, you were trying to be. In other words, it's not like you were a writer trying and you were doing restaurant work on the side.
Right.
Where did this bug to write a book come from?
Well, that's a really interesting story that actually goes back 30 years. Because when I was living in Portland, Oregon, prior to moving back here, I woke up one morning and I literally said, the land and the sea and baby makes three out loud. And I had no idea where that came from.
You said it to who? Just out loud.
I was by myself. I just said it out loud.
You were married to a professional musician for a number of years. That would have made a hell of a lyric.
Right.
Or a song title. Land and the sea and baby makes three.
It's not too late to be a title of a song.
There you go. And again, at this point in your life, I guess you were also working as a nanny.
Actually, 30 years ago, when I said that out loud and thought down the line, what a cool title that would be for a children's book. Fast forward 30 years living here, I don't have children and I don't have grandchildren, and I decided
that she knows of. Ha, that ha, ha. You know, when you run around those rock stars, you never know what's going on.
But anyway, all my friends were having, you know, they had kids and were having grandkids, and I was feeling a little left out. So a friend suggested I nanny a child. And so
I always thought that was why you had 8-11 cats.
Well, thank you very much for bringing up that part of my life. So I did. I nannied a little girl named Stella for 2.5 years, and then the pandemic hit, and then one day I saw her, and the next day I didn't see her for over a year.
Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't clear on the timing here. Stella was recent.
Oh, yes.
I did not know that. I was thinking Stella was years ago.
No. This was prior to the pandemic.
And Stella apparently was the inspiration for you to flesh out this line. Right.
Yes. So basically, one day I was talking to her mother and I said, hey, how did you come up to, you know, with the name Stella? And she said, well, 2 weeks before she was born, I dreamt of a sky full of stars. And, I dreamt of the constellation. And I woke up the next morning and I told my husband, we're naming her Stella for the constellation. So that's how she got her name. And that's, eventually how this book sort of came around to a star falling from the sky, becoming a baby, and the baby's name is Stella.
My goodness gracious. And by the way, there's a beautiful picture of Stella in the back of the book.
When she was 2.5 at the Appleby Library, where we used to go all the time. And now she's 6 years old.
Wow. Are they still local?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So you
get to see her.
I do. We're going to go play miniature golf next week.
Fantastic. That's cool. So you fleshed out the story. And again, Jay has written this beautiful children's book, mm-hmm. The Land and the Sea and Baby Makes Three. You fleshed it out as a way of keeping her entertained. You were thinking in your mind or was
absolutely not.
Okay. Well, please do. Tell me. Explain.
So the pandemic hit. That was in March. Last time I saw her was in March. And in July, one morning, I just woke up and I went, oh, the baby is a star that falls from the sky and it becomes a baby. It doesn't have to make sense. It's a children's story because I kept trying to make it make sense, like the baby falls out of a plane or, you know, off of a ship. But who wants tragedy in a children's story? So I literally got up, wrote the whole thing in 20 minutes. I didn't even feed the cats before I sat down and wrote it.
This is a beautiful book, and obviously you're the writer here. You're not the graphic artist that did it, but your graphic artist is certainly deserving of a lot of credit. Catherine Ryder.
Yes.
She local?
Local artist. She lives in Aiken, and that was the hardest part, was finding someone that would understand what I was trying to convey. And I talked to several different artists. But when I finally met up with her and we started talking, she got me immediately. Immediately, she knew exactly what I was trying to do.
Very cool.
Yes.
Now, this is a self-published book.
It is, because I'm going to tell you what, I don't think I could stand 200 rejections. So I said, I think I'll just do it myself.
Well, I'm almost embarrassed to ask you this mm-hmm. on the air because I don't want to put you on the spot. But it is so beautifully written and so beautifully illustrated. Have you considered, now that it's in this form, maybe putting it to video and having somebody read it, maybe a YouTube video that you can feature on a website, and it's a good way to market it? Have you thought about that?
Are you volunteering?
Well, listen, while I would love to do it, my voice I don't think would be right for this, but I know many people, probably a female voice I think would be better.
Oh, yes.
Who could do it and who would do it and be happy to do it. And beyond that have the video expertise to do it. You don't want to do it on, you know, an iPhone. I mean, you want to do it professionally.
Right, right.
And this is so well done and could be presented to a child on a computer screen so they can read along, which is very important. We remember that from Sesame Street, right?
Mm-hmm. And I like the way you think,
Austin. An electric company. So we need to talk about that off the air. This is a gorgeous book.
Thank you so much.
And again, just give a little synopsis again of the story.
Yes. Well, it's about a star that falls from the sky and becomes a baby. And in my mind, the land and the sea are sort of like male and female, and they suddenly have this baby, and they don't know how to take care of it. They can't take care of it, and so their hope is that someone will come along and take Stella and raise her. And so that's kind of the deal. I'm going to leave it with a cliffhanger.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we know how Aquawoman was born.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cliffhanger, you have to get the book and read it.
That's right. This is awesome. This is absolutely beautiful and so very well done. I'm very
proud
of
you, Austin.
But I wanted, again, I don't know if you heard the introduction before you got here. Were you listening to the show?
I was until I pulled into the
parking
lot.
Well, what I said, and I'll say it again, is that, you know, you were dealt a very bad hand by the pandemic, kind of knocking you out of,
it was rough.
Out of business for a long time.
Yes.
And as a result, you had some time on your hands.
I did.
And you became a nanny and also worked on this. And maybe this was the kick in the fanny that it needed to be to put you to the point of saying, hey, let me do this instead of having to make 8-11 biscuits for this thing coming up tonight. I've got some opportunity to work on this project. Let's get it done.
I mean,
would you consider that a blessing, I guess?
Yeah, I basically needed something to do. So it definitely filled a void. So, yes. And are we going to talk about Saturday?
Yeah, of course. She's got a book signing coming up.
Yeah. Well, on Saturday morning at 10:30, I'm going to be at the Book Tavern.
By the way, I do intend on putting this on our podcast, so let's tell everybody the date. Go ahead.
Okay, well, what is Saturday? What's the date?
Saturday is the...
I just noticed.
See, today is the 12th, right? 13th, 14th, 15th?
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, tax day.
Tax day, 15th.
Yes,
April 15th.
Yes.
2023.
Yes, so 10:30, and I'm going to be doing a reading for the first time ever. I'm going to read it publicly, and David will have books available if people would like to buy them, and I'd be more than happy to sign them.
And tell everyone where again?
It's at the Book Tavern downtown on Broad Street.
And the Book Tavern has moved in the last year.
They have. They actually had my old space where Casablanca used to be after I moved out, and then I honestly can't recall the address, but it's right next to
it's the big bookstore on Broad Street. Everybody,
yeah,
knows.
Well, yeah. See, it's the only book street. I mean, the only bookstore.
And again, this will be going at 10:30.
10:30.
So bring the kids.
I'm making cookies.
Are you going to make the same ones that you brought me?
I am.
Man, they're good. Cranberry crunch, absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. I knew that you were either going to bring something sweet or a bowl of Moroccan meatballs. I'm glad you went with something sweet.
Because
it's past lunchtime. That was one of my favorite things that she would make.
I made those for Masters people.
Were you busy this year during the tournament?
I was.
Now, obviously, when we had the COVID tournament, you were completely, unfortunately,
it was terrible.
But
I lost that.
Without getting into money, because I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything, but how many, do you work in one job Masters week? Are you like the caterer for a big house of people, or do you do like one every night somewhere?
Well, this year I catered three nights for one group of eight. And then over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, I catered for a group of four.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember. I was at one function where they brought in, matter of fact, it was an Augusta National function, where they brought in a caterer from Atlanta.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's kind of strange that they made that choice. I'm not going to knock it because not my choice. But later on in the week, when I was at other places, they used local folks, mm-hmm. which was great. I was at one party that Kevin from Taco Sushi, mm-hmm. Who used to be owner of Taco Sushi, he sold it now,
right.
Was in charge of, he and his lovely wife, Kathy. And it's funny, a lot of the best caterers in town will be adopted by one household of 15, 20, 30 people. What's the biggest group that you've ever had to take care of during Masters Week?
Well, prior to the pandemic, I had a house where for like 6 or 7 years where I cooked for 20 people. It was a sit-down
was
dinner.
Was it just
for
supper
20.
or breakfast and lunch too?
Originally, it was breakfast and dinner, but then when they opened up Berkman's, this group went there for breakfast.
You had an entire house of people that were going to Berkman's place.
Yes, for
breakfast. At over $10,000 a pop. You had some rich clients.
Yes, these people, most of them flew in on their private jets.
Wow.
Yes, and we had people, they had a speaker every night, like, what's that guy's name, Lee Trevino?
Lee Trevino, the
yes.
golfer?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm laughing. He's a Hall of Fame golfer. Yeah, they had that guy.
And some, you know, other people.
Oh, I'm sure.
In the golf world that I am, like,
wow.
so unfamiliar
that's
with.
That's hilarious. All right, so, man, that's awesome. So that group you worked for how many years?
Like 6 or 7 years.
Did they stop coming? Or
No. They're still doing it. It's just that I ended up being my mother's full-time caregiver.
Oh, that's right. You've kind of taken retirement for a while.
Yeah, so I took off time and now this was actually the first year that I started doing something again, but well, I need to keep it all on the smaller scale.
Well, one of these days you're going to get that call and they're going to want you back, I'm sure.
Well, they would love to have me back.
I've never heard anybody that enjoyed your cooking that didn't want you.
I mean, I found them somebody else.
Well, you remember what our deal is, Jay. Not the one about my wife getting hit by a bus. And
no,
not that one. No, our deal is when I win the lottery, you're a cook.
Yes, I'm going to be your private chef.
That's it. That's the one.
That's it. I'm looking forward to the
day. I could hire anybody, folks, because I've won the lottery. I've won like, you know, $150 million in the lottery. So I
He's just in love with my Moroccan chutney meatballs.
That too. All right. I got to take a quick break. We'll do that and we'll wrap things up with Jay West. Stay with us. AM 580, 95.1 FM, WGAC Augusta. Be right back. Stay with us.
Austin Road Show is on News Talk WGAC.
Our friends at Peachtree Pools and Spas for over 30 years been building pools all over the area. I mean, anywhere you can listen to this radio station in the CSRA, they got a pool somewhere nearby. All the way out to the far ends of Aiken County and Edgefield County, all the way the other direction out to Warren County, McDuffie County, North, Wilkes County, Lincoln County, way up there, south down to Jenkins County and Millen, Georgia. I mean, they have been building pools all over the area for well over three decades. They can build as fancy a pool as you need, something right out of a resort brochure down in the Caribbean, right down to something as simple as a little square pool that you can do laps in or play with the grandkids with. And, of course, if you've got a smaller backyard or you know, maybe a an area that's just difficult to dig in for whatever reason. That happens sometimes. They can put an above-ground pool in for you in no time flat. Their above-ground pools are excellently built with quality materials that with proper care can last decades. And they can build you a deck around that above-ground pool, too. That's the beauty of the above-ground pool versus the in-ground pool. The in-ground pool takes months of prep work and permits and all this type of thing, and plus the actual work, the physical work on the pool. The above-ground pools can go in 24 hours and add a deck in another 24. 2 days in and out, you are swimming. Peachtree Pools and Spas, whichever direction you go, they're the ones to talk to. They are online, peachtreepoolsandspas.com. That's peachtreepoolsandspas.com for our good friends at Peachtree Pools and Spas. I just noticed how late it is. Can you do me a favor? Can you stick around one more segment? Do you mind? All right, just make sure that you didn't have anywhere you needed to run to. Our good buddy Gail Mino's got the news here at 4:30, and if we go over, I have to pay a union fine. So to make sure we don't do that, I'm joking. We'll take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'll wrap things up with Jay West. She's a local caterer who happened to turn into an author just like that when the pandemic hit. She's got a very cool children's book. This Saturday, 10:30 at Book Tavern, they'll be doing a reading. Many thanks to David over there for helping her out. We'll be back. Stay with us, the Austin Road Show. When I found out that my friend Jay West was going to be celebrating a book reading and signing and promotion down at the Book Tavern in a couple of days, I wanted to talk to her about it on the air, not simply because it's a cool story and a beautifully illustrated book, but again, she's one of these folks that was an independent business person. And by the way, I want to compliment you. You are Richmond Academy graduate.
Yes.
To the best of my knowledge, you didn't have any formal education in anything but cooking, right? I mean, you didn't go to college.
No.
Okay. So you have been an independent business person the vast majority of your life.
Yes. Did you know I used to do costume design?
Yes. That's why I was telling you about being a seamstress.
Yes. So I was, when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, I was, one of the things I did was I was Emory University's resident designer for 2 years.
I did not know that. For like theatrical productions and things?
Yep.
How about that? What years were that?
Oh, gosh.
The reason I ask is my cousin Christy went to Emory for 3 years.
It would have been early 80s.
Yeah, that's when she was there.
Oh, my.
I need to go back and look up when she was there.
That was great.
If you didn't know Christy, you should. Christy Childress Coleman, does that name ring a bell with you?
It sounds familiar.
She's a little bit younger than you, but not much, and you guys would have run around the same circles.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture in a minute. Anyway, so again, Richmond Academy graduate.
Yep.
You went out and played the part of a rock and roll wife for a few years. And then, and again, I think it's interesting. You got this great life story, but you survived as an independent business person for many, 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 many years. My friend John Patrick calls that inventing money.
Wow.
Because you go to a place where you're not promised anything.
Right.
And you do something and you get money for it when before there wasn't going to be money there. You didn't know that there was going to be money there. And if you didn't go in that day, there wouldn't have been money there.
Right.
So you're making it. You don't have an appointment to go get it the way that some of us do. You literally have to go out and perform. And if you get sick, if you stump your toe, you can call in sick, but ain't no money there.
Exactly.
And I am so proud of anybody that does that.
Yes.
And I'm proud of you particularly. And again, when the pandemic kind of kicked you in the tuchus, rather than just sit at home and do nothing, you put this book together, which again is a very cool thing.
Thank you, Austin.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
That's
I appreciate the
American spirit. And by the way, don't taxes need to be lower?
Yes.
We won't get into politics, but I love getting a lifelong Democrat to agree with me that taxes are too high. So real quick, again, this will be the Book Tavern on Broad Street, 10:30 a.m. Saturday. Many thanks to David down there at the Book Tavern, which is one of the few independent bookstores still left around.
Exactly.
Not that there are many chain bookstores these days either, for that matter. There are a few, but not many.
That's true. Yeah. So bring your young children or grandchildren down and let me read a book to them.
The Land and the Sea and Baby Makes Three. And
Stella will be there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Maybe Stella can sign some books.
She did at the last get together.
That is cool. what in the world? I'm trying to, is it Tara? Tara Shire? You know Tara?
Mm-hmm.
She did a record years ago called High Five Felix that was dedicated to her son Felix, who is now a grown man.
Oh, wow.
And that was – so what I'm saying is I've seen a number of local artists have fun with their kids or other children.
Right.
And they'll grow up right in front of you, and pretty soon Stella will be big enough to be reading the book to kids herself.
I know. That's so true.
Before anything happens. Yep. So, listen, again, we appreciate you. I'm proud of you. And
thank you.
Up the good work again. Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Oh, and you're making cookies, too.
And I'm making cookies.
Same ones that you made me?
Yes, the same ones.
Cranberry crunch. They're absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
10:30 a.m. at the Book Tavern. And, again, many thanks to David. Thank you so much. I can't tell you enough how excited I am for you. And thank
I'm
you
looking
for
forward to being your private chef one day.
There you go. There you go. Bobby, too. We don't want to wish the bus on her.
Oh, no. I love Bobby.
She's the... Yeah, I was going to say we just got to get those lottery people in on the deal.
That's right.
And everything will be fine. Okay, hang tight, because Josh, can you do me a favor? Help her. That's a 200-pound door, and the only time that she's around 200-pound people is when she's feeding them. She doesn't have any earthly idea. She weighs about a buck and a dime, maybe at the most. I bet you don't weigh that much.
I weigh more than you
no,
think.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Tiny little thing. She's like a real woman, just smaller. Go ahead and open the door, Josh. You're good. Go ahead. There you go. Thank you very much, Jay. God bless you. Be careful out
there. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.